With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Navy admiral who ordered a follow-up strike on a suspected U.S.-bound drug-running boat off Venezuela will testify today on Capitol Hill. It will be a classified briefing delivered by Admiral Mitch Bradley. There's been no lack of controversy over the strike because it may have killed a couple of suspected narco-terrorists who survived the initial hit. Presidential envoy Steve Witkoff meets in Florida today with Ukrainian officials as the Trump administration continues trying for a deal to halt the war in Ukraine. President Trump on his team's earlier meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
He would like to end the war. That's what that was their impression. Now, whether or not, that was their impression. You know, their impression was that they'd like to see, he would like to see the war ended. I think he'd like to get back to dealing a more normal life. I think I'd like to be trading with the United States of America, frankly, instead of, you know, losing thousands of soldiers a week.
President Trump has crossed party lines to pardon a Texas congressman and his spouse.
Citing what he called a weaponized justice system, the president pardoned Texas Democratic Representative Henry Cuellar and his wife in a federal bribery and conspiracy case. He claimed the two were prosecuted because the congressman had been critical of President Joe Biden's immigration policies. Writing on social media, the president said Cuellar bravely spoke out against open borders. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Calling them ridiculously expensive, burdensome, and horrible, President Trump is trashing Joe Biden's super stringent fuel economy standards for new cars. Mr. Trump says the move should cut at least $1,000 from the cost of a new vehicle while encouraging automakers to invest more in their American manufacturing operations while producing vehicles that consumers really want. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 35 points. This is SRN News. The military is more religious than the rest of America.
According to a report by political analyst Ryan Burge of Washington University, 28% of U.S. military personnel go to church at least once a week, and 17% go even more frequently. Compare that to 16% and 7% for civilians. That makes men and women in uniform about twice as religious as the general population. Burge also points out that while the country is becoming more secular, the military is becoming more religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
A liberal group is targeting two Senate Democrats and an independent senator who voted to confirm some of President Trump's judicial nominees, promising to spend more than $1 million on ads against them. However, Demand Justice is targeting only senators not up for re-election next year. John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire, and independent Angus King of Maine. This is SRN News. Overnight stays at the Grand Canyon South Rim Lodges canceled because of infrastructure issues.
There is only one water line to the South Rim, and crews are working on multiple breaks to that line. The failures have prompted strict conservation measures to preserve limited resources. This is just the second time overnight stays have had to be canceled. For park staff and the 2,500 who live year-round in Grand Canyon Village, it means short showers, less toilet flushing, and turning off faucets while shaving or brushing teeth. David, visitors are still welcome at the South Rim, and there is lodging available outside the park. The goal is to have the water line fixed and the lodges open again as early as next week. I'm Ed Donahue.
Today, President Trump will host the Congolese and Rwandan presidents for a peace agreement signing ceremony. It's a deal that's aimed at ending the long-running bloodshed in eastern Congo. The White House says it is an historic agreement. More details, SRNNews.com.